Grace, mercy, and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Sudden infant death syndrome snuffs out the life of a 1.5-year-old infant girl, and hope does not disappoint us. A couple that suffers through the death of a wished-for baby due to cord strangulation just a few hours before this young child is to be born, and hope does not disappoint us. Seminary graduates leaving Concordia Seminary, perhaps with untold debt, and the holy ministry of preaching the word and administering the sacraments, and hope does not disappoint us. The newborn, the teenage, and the adult baptized into the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ, the author and perfecter of our faith, and hope does not disappoint us. Her head is slightly elevated. The solid, white, soft, pliable nasogastric tube extends from the left nostril down to her left side, extending up to a bag of nutrients containing high protein, high carbohydrate, Ensure. The bag's contents slowly course down through this tube into her stomach. Her eyes are red, they are withdrawn, her cheeks are bony and flush looking, and she has pulled at least 4 of those white hospital blankets all the way up, just beneath her chin, covering her thin, emaciated body. She smiles and she says, "This is hopeless. I don't know how much longer I can go on. Jesus doesn't seem to be answering my prayers." And hope doesn't disappoint us. And not only this, but we also exult in our sufferings, knowing that sufferings bring about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint us because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit who was given to us. And we, by our sinful, corrupted nature, try and think and trust that we can truly extricate ourselves from any of the vicissitude and vagaries of life. We think we can handle it. We know what to do. I know what I have to do. And I can do it. I just have to be more of a positive thinker. I mean, that's what I have to do. I can extricate myself from life's troubled waters that engulf and swirl around me. I can get myself out of this pit that I'm in of despair and fear and uncertainty about my life, and maybe even my life with the Lord Jesus Christ. I can do all of this. I don't have to turn to the Bible. Things are different. Times are different. I don't have to listen to what God says, "Thus says the Lord." And Satan roams about seeking whom he may devour. We think we can handle it. This is an incredibly perverse hope, a presumptuous hope, a false hope based not only on our self-glorifying needs, our self-righteousness. We will seek, of course, we can seek the gurus of touch therapy, the readers of tarot cards, the psychics in their psychic dribble, and we can seek the words of the horoscopes in terms of self-actualizing what's going on in our life with, of course, the assistance of God. You know, I was once in this meeting and this pastor said, "Close your eyes." I like doing that. Close your eyes. And now imagine, start to image that you're walking along a beach with the waters coursing up and making all kinds of noises. And any illnesses that you have and the sins that so easily entangle, they're all there on this huge back patch, just on the back of your back there. And now all of a sudden you see Christ, who seems to appear as a wasp, who then comes along and just lifts, as you image, he lifts all of the troubles and all of the illnesses and all of my sins right off my back. And now wake up! Oh, how do you feel? Oh, boy. Whew. I feel better. I feel lighter. It's all gone. And now God has become the assistant pastor in our life. Hopelessness disappoints us. An elderly man, volunteer, pushing a magazine cart through the pediatric ward, stops by her room and asks, well, are there any magazines or books or any candy that you'd like to eat, anything like that? And this young 13-year-old girl sees this man in his, typical sort of pink-reddish coat. Well, do you have any books, kind of like that deal with photography and actresses and eating and dieting, the kinds of things that we teenagers like to look at, especially the women type? And the man says, well, no, not today. And so this child suffering from anorexia nervosa says to the man, that's a pretty cross. That's a pretty cross you got hanging up here. Well, at my age, this is my hope, now and in the future. This tells me that all things are well with me and my wife. Now, I know I shouldn't tell you this, but you seem to be a young little girl that kind of likes to listen, but my wife is upstairs. She's above you, and she's not well. And soon the Lord may very well, according to his will, take her to be with him in heaven. And this empty cross, and I know you know, the empty tomb, tell me that my hope comes from the Christ and nothing else. Now, I suppose, well, they have told me, I'm not supposed to talk like this to the patients. But I know you. I know who you are. Besides, I'm kind of a government-retired pastor. But really, I'm still working for the Lord. In her weak voice, she responds, I just don't think I can handle this anymore. I just don't know. And in our suffering, what does God do? He strips us clean. He strips us clean of everything that thinks we can handle it, and there we are, out there in this Araba, out there by ourselves. He strips us of our arrogance, of our self-righteousness, of our willingness to sort of heal thyself, the self-actualization, this feeling good, new mood therapy stuff, convicted of our sin of seeking hope in this idol of self-power. I can do this myself, or money, or reputation, we cry with the psalmist, but thou, O Lord, art my protector and my glory, my refuge and my strength, a very present help in time of trouble. The hope that is ours, the Christ who was stripped of his clothes, yet covered with sin, dead, raised for our justification, forgiveness, peace, consolation, sanctification, eternal life, and hope. And hope doesn't disappoint us. It is an eschatological blessing given to all, and hope does not disappoint us. Well, I'm Lutheran, Christian. She said, I know. The man said, me too. It's tough, isn't it? It's not easy, is it? I can understand that, I know. But your faith clings to the Christ, doesn't it? Well, barely, but it's there. It's there. It's tough, I know. Well, Jesus is my hope, says the man, And she's my wife's hope, too. And your hope. And as a Lutheran, I bet you're baptized, too, aren't you? Yeah. Well, I've got to go now, the man said, and I'll pray for you. Walking away, the volunteer, this government-retired pastor, points to his lapel, and he says to her, "Hope doesn't disappoint us." And she smiled, a weak grin, and she was rolling her eyes to the right, taking her left hand and lifting up the corner of the pillow and smiling, revealing a very small cross that her mother and father had given to her. Hope. Hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who was given to us. Amen.